The National Tour of Wicked will be performing at the Orpheum Theater this June into the first week of July. This musical, written by composer Stephen Schwartz, is a classic don't judge a book by its cover tale that follows the friendship between Elphaba and Glinda, who must navigate societal prejudices and differing worldviews to unravel the corruption and false promises made by the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Playing the Wonderful Wizard of Oz is Tom McGowan, a popular actor who has been with this show for over 17 years.
This is my fourth or fifth time on tour because I love the show so much. One of the things I really love about this particular tour is we are bringing you the Broadway production. It is 95% the same size and scale as is in New York, and it's only smaller to fit into the theaters that we have to visit. So I love coming to these towns where, you know, a lot of shows come in, a lot of good shows come in, but very few come in with 13 semi-trucks and 300 costumes, many set changes. And plus, I love the show. I've always loved the show, and so it's just an honor to be a part of it.
McGowan is a seasoned actor in the field, starring in many different popular films and television shows before his first tour of Wicked.
Wicked has changed my life. It's kept me in the business. You know, in my 40s, I was doing Frasier and Everybody Loves Raymond. In my 50s, I was mainly doing Wicked. And I have been very lucky. Most of the plays I've done, especially the ones on Broadway, have been excellent plays. But I had no idea when I started Wicked that this was going to turn into years and over a decade of my life.
Having performed the show over 2,500 times across North America, McGowan speaks on how he's able to keep the show so fresh.
But I will tell you what's helped me is to not focus on myself. What's helped me really is to focus on the actress playing Elphaba, because she has a 3-hour story to tell. And if I don't help her push her train along, then I haven't done my job for that night. And the other thing is, for so many young people, it is the first show they're ever seeing. And we all take that very seriously. We'd love to have, of course, we want them to be entertained, but we would love for them to come back and to see other shows and to become lifelong theater goers.
McGowan, the man behind the curtain, gives a little peek into the opportunities that this show provides for the local theater community.
One of the great things about the tour is that as we travel, like, Wicked will travel with 5 musicians and a conductor, but they will then hire 8 or 9 local musicians to fill out the orchestra. And of course, backstage, they'll travel with 4 or 5, say, costume people, and then hire a whole bunch of local people to help be dressers and things like that. And then all the crews, other than the cast, all the crews hire locally too. So Wicked has now been around so long that the crew knows who they're going to see because they've been there a few times already.
Reflecting on the show, McGowan returns to the audiences and finishes about giving them an experience that they might very well describe as wonderful.
For something like Wicked, there's a lot of performances where as the lights are going down, the audience starts cheering because they're so excited to see it. And that is, you know, it makes us backstage. We hear that. And we're like, they're here, they're ready, they're excited. They bought their tickets months ago. Tonight's the night. And it really, it's a very exciting show to be part of. You have your Hamiltons and your Phantoms, and, you know, you have those sort of, you know, decade-defying musicals, and Wicked is one. And so to be part of it has been just a joy.
The National Tour of Wicked will be performing at the Orpheum Theater from June 17th to July 5th. More information about Wicked can be found at o-pa.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.